One, two. Oh, wait a second. I don't think I'm recording. Okay. Let's do it again. One, two, three.
Welcome to episode 144 of One More Podcastle, part of the VG Evo Podcast Network. My name is Eric Bailey. I never met a lasagna I didn't like, and I am the editor-in-chief of OneMoreCastle.com.
My name is Eric Hunter. I am the audio engineer and co-community manager, and I will never, ever, ever high-five a blind man.
My name is Jason Lamb, resident Canadian, and I'm a craft dinner connoisseur.
That's a Canadian thing, right?
Yeah.
Well, they got craft dinner here.
Yeah, you got it down there, but we per capita, we buy the most of it. We've talked about this.
Yeah.
We've talked about this.
I don't... It's this weird thing.
It's just
thing.
Mac and cheese, right?
Yeah.
Why do you call it craft dinner?
It's made by Kraft.
But that's such a like Kraft. That's such a capitalism thing to do.
Yeah,
you
it's like
be
it's like
the consumer
well,
neutral
it's like
people.
It's like Kleenex. Kleenex. You call it Kleenex instead of whatever.
But here we don't call it Kraft dinner.
Like, oh, see? Here we call it Kraft. It's like we've talked this before. We call corn dogs Pogos because the brand Pogo.
But you guys are supposed to be more socialistic and not as consumeristic.
Yeah, but...
That's so strange. Like, why do Canadians have more brand loyalty?
We just do. We love our brand loyalty.
Huh.
Like, do you guys buy... Down there, do you guys buy brands of ketchup that aren't Heinz?
If there's, like, a generic one that's significantly cheaper, sure.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Beyond that,
I mean, like,
really.
There's... the majority of our grocery stores have their own brands of food. So, like, they'll have, like, the Heinz ketchup for $3.49, but right next to it will be the Kroger version,
right,
which is $1.99. Okay. So how can you say no to that? Trust me, there's a difference. It tastes like shit.
Tastes like crap.
So.
All right.
Yeah. Cool. There you go.
Yeah. There we go. Band-Aids. That's another one. By the Band-Aid brand.
Adhesive strips.
Yes.
Is what the actual term of that is.
Yep.
So
Hunter, I started drawing you, but then the eye width was too far apart, so I drew like an onion. I don't know. I'm not sure what's going on there.
I like it.
Thank you.
You'd make a good onion head.
I need to stop drawing. That's why I need to never draw again. Have you guys played any old video games lately? Can we get on topic here?
Yes. I have.
For once, after 144 episodes, can we please...
We're finally going to do it!
Finally going to get on topic. Good, good, good.
Yes.
I'm excited of the future of this podcast.
The gallows humor is out already. I like it.
I was playing Doom 2 with the Brutal Doom mod.
Ooh. Yes, you were. Jason Lamb. How was it?
Oh, it's so good. I'm
salivating just thinking about
it. So good.
Brutal Doom.
Isn't it?
Oh, yeah. It's so good.
Isn't it?
It's a bit faster.
Is it hard?
No, it's brutal.
Yeah, it's... You die a bit. It's Doom.
Yeah.
It's great, though. You enable that like free mouse look, so you don't have to use the stupid keys. Plays like a modern shooter. I love you try to kill a guy once in a while, they won't actually die. Like you'll the big pink like monsters that charge you. I don't know how to describe them. Pink Doom monster. They're like the pinky demons with the horns. They look like weird skin bulls with two legs.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So sometimes you'll shoot them, but instead of killing them, it'll just blow one of their arms off. I'll keep coming at you.
Mm-hmm.
Or kill one of the enemies with a shotgun, and he'll go on the ground like he's dying, and then he'll whip out a pistol and start shooting at you. So
oh, that
adds some nice variety.
Sucks. Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
Some nice variety. And that's good. Nice variety. Better, nice lighting effects. They've replaced a bunch of the weapon, like particle effects. It's really good. If you've got Doom, or Doom 2, or any of the Doom variants, go download Brutal Doom. It'll work for it. It's pretty sweet.
I will not play Doom any other way.
Yeah, this
other
is
than with Brutal Doom.
This is actually the furthest I've. This is the first time I've been motivated to play it all the way through Doom 2.
Without using cheats.
Yep.
Like, without using IDDQD the whole time.
Yeah. And I'm like, I'm going to beat this. This is going to be great.
Yep.
Yeah.
Super amazing.
Sweet.
Super,
good
super
one.
Friends.
Yeah. Go play.
That's good.
Hunter, how about
punch
you?
No, sorry.
Oh.
Oh, no, go ahead.
I was just going to say the last thing. You can punch people with your fists and then rip them in half.
Why would you rip your fists in half after they just punch someone? That's so dumb.
Damn it. Damn it, Billy.
Son of a yeah, there's like fatalities in the game now. You can like tear people's heads off and stuff. If you
Sweet.
You can use them as a human shield, which
really?
Is kind of weird.
You can?
What? Yeah, so the way that that works what? Is you have to have your fists engaged. And you have to hit the Q key, I believe, if you sneak up on a soldier. And then you grab him, like, your arm around the throat and then pistol out.
Oh, that's awesome.
And you use him as a human shield. So,
how well does that work?
Like,
how many hits can he take?
I mean, it's the same hit points as the traditional soldier. So I think it's like maybe two or three, depending on, like, what's getting shot at him.
Yeah.
You know? I think it's more for effect than anything else. It's that action film. Look at all the crazy stuff I can do. So
sweet.
Well, I'm definitely
highly recommended.
Yep. Awesome.
So really good. Really good. I have recently picked up and finished Killer 7.
Ooh.
Can we talk about that game?
Yeah.
We can talk about that game, right?
Go for it.
So, Killer 7's really good. It's weird.
I've heard it's good.
It's really weird.
So,
Yeah. Go ahead.
No, I don't even...
What system are you playing it on?
The PlayStation 2.
Cool.
Because you can get that one for, like, $5, and the GameCube version goes for, like, $60.
Half that.
Yeah, that's a difference.
Because Nintendo...
Right.
And reasons.
Right.
So, like, the only... After, like, doing, like, a little bit of research, apparently there's... The PlayStation 2 version has, like, a couple of, like, less color schemes and, like, a couple of chopped up...
Yeah, whatever.
The cinematics that aren't...
Nothing you'd actually miss.
No, not at all. Because this game is so off the wall... I don't even know how to describe it for those who haven't played it. Like, you just have to play the game. Like, the game is a first-person shooter on rails action adventure game. So if that hasn't blown your mind already, the story is completely... it's full of metaphors and mystery, and you have to take... You can't take what people say to you, like, directly. Like, you have to infer what they're saying to understand what's really going on. You've got 7 personas that you can change through the television, and they're all last named Smith, which is code. It's a code name, obviously. One of the characters cuts their wrists to reveal different areas.
Wow.
Like, I feel like I should be on acid right now, just trying to explain.
So I
Maybe
should take
are.
Some acid and then play.
The ending of the game is, it comes in threefolds. It comes in twofold, I guess, if you think about it. Well, no, if you really think about it, there's like three or four folds. Anyway, so many folds. Tired of folding. The ending of the game is kind of it's a twist. So spoilers out there for those who haven't played it. The guy who's been helping you the entire time is actually the guy who's trying to kill you. Which is kind of cool. Before you figure that out, there is a gentleman who is the right-hand man of the guy who's trying to kill you, and you have a choice. You can either kill him or let him live, which changes the ultimate outcome of the game, sort of. Not really. And what I mean by that is, to make a long story short, the idea is that there is this group, mob, I guess you can call them, who have come in, who are basically trying to destroy the world. They are a group from Japan who have infiltrated the United States, and you work for the United States trying to eradicate this mob of criminals. So think Batman, but being funded by the United States government.
But not
as cool, I'm sorry to say. Mm-hmm. You just, if there were seven different kinds of Batman, then yes, that would be amazing. But if you let this guy die at the end, this right-hand man, if you let him die, the Japanese drop nuclear bombs on the United States. If you let him live, then the United States drop nuclear bombs on the country of Japan.
Well, shucks.
So anybody who knows anything about nuclear war, it means we're all screwed. Mm-hmm. Regardless of where the bombs are dropped, the world is basically eradicated. But on top of that, they do 100 years later, like a jump right after the credits is like 100 years later. And the same two guys, the leader of your group and the guy who was basically trying to kill you the entire time, they're still fighting each other, regardless of what outcome that you come with. So... like I had to play it twice because I was like, "Oh, what happens if I don't let him? What if I let him live? Maybe something different." No, the ending's still the same. The chaos still continues. So it's like,
it doesn't.
I don't
matter.
Know what who what. Just yeah, like I don't know what Suda 51 was going for. Like if it was like no matter what you do, the good and evil are constantly in like this weird circle, and it's just you can't have too much good without too much evil. Blah blah blah. The game is weird.
Yeah, for those who don't know, Suda 51 is also the maker of games like No More Heroes, Lollipop Chainsaw. So you're in for a violent, wacky time.
Sweet.
Yeah, and it's definitely violent. There's a lot of cursing, some very brutal deaths. There is a head and a dryer at one point.
Cool. Gotta dry those heads.
If your hair's
people
wet.
Hanging from ceilings. It's I will admit that the when I went back and started playing this game again, like I was really taking note of how the game was like progressing and how the story was being told. And it's one of those games that, like, if you aren't in this game for the first 10 minutes, then you have got to stop playing. If you cannot. Just like pull back every bit of your inhibition and just go on the effing ride to wherever it ends. Like you are not going to enjoy this game because some of the stuff that like comes out is just ridiculous. Just absolutely like none of this makes sense. Like everybody's ambitions and what is driving them to this ultimate goal is like, everybody is just a bastard in this game. Like, because you've got like these guys, this mob who was trying to eradicate an entire population, entire country of people. And you, the quote unquote protagonist, well, I guess you're still the protagonist. You're definitely not the good guy. But like, you're like, no, we're going to take these guys down. We're not going to let them take over the country. Oh, but I need blood to get better. Like that is my currency, is pure blood. You got these demon souls, these bullet, these dark soul bullets that are assigned from the devil himself. No, I need those too, because then they also give me pluses.
Oh.
And they make me a better person.
Hmm.
Like, it's just like everything that you do, like, you feel bad about. And you're like, I know I have to do this, but I feel super bad that I'm doing it. I don't see, this is the lesser of two evils. This is all I'm doing. It is the lesser of two evils the entire time. It's like there's a guy, his first name is, I'm gonna butcher this, but it's like Yoon, Y-O-O-N. That's probably not right. That's probably terrible. Anyway, he's there to help you. He's dead, by the way, but he is there to help you. And if you really want his help, like you want extra clues, you have to shoot him in the face with your gun.
Nice.
He's like, if you want more help, just shoot me in the face. Just shoot me right in the face. Just come on. Help me. You want help? Shoot me in the face. You gotta play this game.
I do, but I want, my problem is I want the GameCube version, so I got to.
No, you. No, you don't.
I could probably get a PS2 nope. and the game at this point for cheaper.
Yeah.
Probably. You could probably get an old PS3 that is still backwards compatible
yeah?
and this game, and it will still be cheaper.
You think so? That might be worth it.
Hmm. Let me see what Amazon's got going on.
It's cool to hear you talk about a game from your perspective as someone who has an interest in like the behind the game, like the what was the designer thinking? I might make my own game someday. That's cool. After hearing how into your game you were, I'm kind of reluctant to bring up mine because I didn't have such a great experience.
Huh.
You never do. You never do.
Yeah.
What'd you play?
I was pleasantly I played Castle of Deceit on NES.
Is that?
It's one of those Bunch games, which is much like those Color Dreams games. Okay. So you're into the same jerky yet floaty jump mechanic, the ing, ing, ing sound effects, the relentlessly, strangely cheery background music. All the usual Color Dreams tropes are there. Except that it's not completely awful. In Castle of Deceit, you're a wizard lady, I think. And you,
sure.
Yeah.
Or you're just a crazy person in pajamas.
Right.
Whatever.
Right, yeah. With long black hair. I don't know. Who am I to judge? You can shoot projectiles with your wand. You can jump. And there's enemies. There's precision jumping. It's pretty formulaic. You know, you get a key. You unlock the door. But the boss battles are surprisingly intense, except that they're all exactly the same. So it's a game of lots of pros and cons, and it ends up being like really average. The levels are pretty short. You can beat the whole game in like half an hour, even though there's like a dozen levels or so. It's just you walk over, find the key, come back, open the locked door. Every boss battle consists of one big sprite that like flies around the screen real fast. You're kind of like a vertical shooter mode trying to shoot it. But then it throws in some weird stuff. Like there are some levels that become a horizontal shooter. Like there's the Castle of Poseidon is a level that's underwater. Now it's an underwater horizontal shooter. So you're like, okay, so you're just this wizard swimming around shooting everything ahead of you. Yeah, it's not as bad as I thought it would be. Like it's not Raid 2020 bad. Some of the backgrounds look really good. Like some of the art, like some of the pixel graphics, actually pretty cool. But then again, it also does something I don't think I've ever seen in a game, or if I did, I didn't recognize it before. Have you guys seen palette swapped backgrounds? Like,
yeah, no. I think so.
Maybe I've never known. Every boss fight takes place on a static screen, doesn't scroll. The background is exactly the same for all the boss fights except the last one. They just swap the palettes around. And there's these columns on the side. And the very first time you encounter it, the columns are green. They look exactly like the pipes from Super Mario Brothers flipped over. maybe it's a coincidence, but it was so obvious to me. I was like, really, game? Really? The final boss is this crazy giant mutant monster with, like, glowing animated purple eyes, tiny hands, and an enormous slug slash snake body. Imagine if Jabba the Hutt had a rattlesnake tail.
Okay.
That's who you fight.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And you have to shoot his arms off first. Just yeah. Because, yeah, it's...
Okay.
I don't even know. Like, I was... It's not completely awful. It was kind of fun.
Is that how you describe the NES? Not completely awful?
About half of its games, yeah. I mean, like, just one more pro for that column. It lets you start off from wherever you lost your last life. You just hit start in A and you go right back. So it's an infinite continue situation. So it's not even Nintendo hard. It's just unlicensed weird. So, Castle of Deceit. I would recommend it for the adventurous. It's I'd put it a little bit over Pesterminator, the Western Exterminator. So that's what I played. I get the sense it's not as good as Brutal Doom or Killer 7. I don't think so.
What I was going to say is, do you recommend it?
I would, honestly, I would only recommend it to people who have an interest in retro games.
All right.
Like, if you're a normal average gamer, the game sucks. But if you can appreciate the historical context and the weird history with unlicensed developers and Nintendo and Color Dreams, like, I had this thought while I was playing it. I'm like, if I was a college student and I made this game, I'd be proud of it.
Okay.
Like, I'd be like, the art's pretty slick. I palette swapped because I don't have a huge team to deal with, but I mean, there's hidden items in the walls. Like, you shoot and, like, stuff pops out and you get extra lag. It's not, I don't know. It's just the controls are kind of sticky and the jumping is wonky. Also, I had to watch on YouTube to realize basically everything that moves can be shot to death. You just have to shoot it enough. I thought a lot of things had to be dodged. So I was getting frustrated. Yeah. So it's hard. And I found out, oh, you can shoot those. Oh, that would have been nice to know. So
yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Yeah. I almost brought it for the showdown. Let me put it that way. It's that kind of game. If you're desperate and just curious, take her home.
Where are we taking her?
My place?
Right.
Well, she's not breathing anymore, so we should probably, like, take her to the hospital.
Mm. Oh. Yeah, you go ahead and do that. Okay. I'll catch you guys later. Screw you, I'm out.
I'm just gonna drop her off at the curb.
Wow, so all three of us brought really interesting games. This might be the first time that's ever happened.
In 144 episodes.
Yeah, it's the first time it's ever happened.
Listen, right, we're looking for a lad who can do his stuff. I've heard you're a bit tasty. No messing around or you get a slap. Remember, I'm the monkey and you're the cheese grater.
All right, let's go to our listener email discussion question. Oh, wait! We don't have one. So,
whose fault's that?
Probably mine.
I blame Jason Lamb, like most things.
It's all your fault, Jason. Did he just leave? Like, what is he doing?
Shh, oh, he's having it's okay. Just keep going.
He's having a personal conversation.
Just keep going.
Okay. So, a couple things. One, if you haven't heard, onemorecastle.com is closing at the end of the month. So, July 31st will be the last new content.
What?
What?
And that does include the podcast. So.
What?
I know.
So who wants to do it? Jason, do you want to do a retro gaming podcast with
me? Yeah, I'll do one with you.
Sweet.
There you have it.
Screw
the
you.
Spiritual successor. Sweet. All I had to do was get rid of me.
Bailey, do you want to join a retro gaming podcast with us?
How often
you got
is this
you got free recorded? Time, right?
Oh,
just whenever we feel like doing it. Maybe like every Thursday night.
Yeah.
We can record.
Does that sound good?
That way it gives me like the weekend.
I want to do a weekly thing. I might be able to pop in like as a special guest, like every couple months or something. I could do that.
Well, like once a week, maybe?
Yeah.
So, just be our special guest.
Every Thursday night, right?
No.
No. All right.
No.
Well,
I'm going to shut you down
Jason?
Right there.
Yep.
Is that Doge? Do you have a Doge?
I have a Doge. I think she's trying to eat the microphone. Yes, hello.
This just got awkward.
Oh. Man, the audio people, they can't, the MP3 downloaders can't see this dog. Wow.
Well, they should have turned in live.
So, where's your fiance?
She's
then?
Going to bed.
That's.
I was literally handed the dog. She's like, I'm going to bed, so just take this. It's like, oh.
Jason, dog, now!
Take the dog.
All right. Yeah, so anyway, so onemorecastle.com is closing down.
Yeah.
We really got off topic there.
Not really. Just went from, hey, start a new podcast, to dog. That's only like two steps away. Yeah. So that means
that's good for us.
That means a couple things are going to happen since the podcast is going to be closing too. So please listen carefully, podcast fans. We know you're out there. We still like you. Here's how this is going to work. We only have two episodes to go after this one, the one you're listening to right now. So next episode, that's the one we're recording next week, is episode 145. We're going to do an all mailbag episode. Because you're never again going to have a chance to send in a listener email discussion question. So please, or it's going to get super awkward if nobody does, please send your questions to podcast@onemorecastle.com. This is literally your last chance. We're not going to do any for the final episode. So hopefully we'll get enough responses to generate some discussion. And if you've been like sitting on something, or you were scared to ask, or you weren't sure, or you were going to wait until... Nope. Now's the time. podcast@onemorecastle.com. Send two questions if you want. I'm feeling generous, guys.
Maybe three.
Whoa.
I got an idea. Send two to Bailey and then send one to me.
Nice. I like it. Do that. Do that. Yeah. Yeah, because I'm Eric@onemorecastle.com and he's Eric@onemorecastle.com. So send those
true.
On in.
It's not.
I don't even, well, actually, what is there your One More Castle?
Are you shitting me? It's hunter@onemorecastle.com.
Okay.
Damn it, Bailey.
What's up?
God grief.
I'm a dinosaur, guys. I don't understand how any just piece of electronics
completely.
Works.
Won't you check that phone book of yours from 1932?
Yeah. Well, is Eric Hunter in here? Let's see in my vintage phone book. So that's the first thing, is that next week is going to be all mailbag, so please send your questions. We're not going to have a showdown, not going to have whatever. Then, the final episode, that's 2 weeks from now, I am going to go ahead and tell you what we're going to do, is going to be an all showdown episode, where each of us is going to bring our all-time favorite game, just talk about it, why we
of
love it, what it means to us. There's no point in having even a poll because the site's going to close. We're not going to announce any winners or anything. So, I mean, I don't know. So we're just going to do it for fun, just as a kind of a final hurrah, our last salute to retro games and why we love them. So that's what's going on. Tonight's pretty normal, relatively. Next week, all mailbag. Week after that, all showdown. So, yeah. I almost just said out loud, any questions? But the fact is, if you have any questions, then... Just send them in.
You should email them.
Yeah, you should actually email them. So, yeah, do you guys have anything to add? Did I forget anything? Cause that, as far as I understand, that's what's going on.
Well, since this is the first time I've heard all of this, I'm a little confused.
Oh, I thought I emailed. Probably got the address wrong.
No. Yeah, you sent it to yourself, I'm guessing.
Yeah, I probably
sent it to Eric.
Yeah. Eric.
So it's like, well, he replied with nothing, so I'm just gonna guess that he got it and everything's cool. I don't know. Just...
Right, well, what did you think hearing it for the first time?
I think there's something else that we're supposed to announce, but I can't remember what it was.
Really? No. Oh.
Are we supposed to announce the shirt thing?
No, because we took the shirts off the site. We're giving them to the contributors. We're not letting the public out.
I know, but the forum, the forum to fill out.
That email went out to them.
Yeah. Yeah, it's nothing to announce.
I could have swore that Andrew said something about.
No, it definitely wasn't shirts. Shirts are not.
You've been drinking the moonshine again.
Ruined it. He's been drinking the moonshine and the starshine, that guy. Oof. He's a shiny dude.
The moonshine. So good with the moonshine. I could have swore that he sent us something. Ugh. Fine. Whatever.
Whatever.
Well, tell you what, Hunter. If you think of it, you can send us an email. Podcast. At onemorecastle.com. Then I'll definitely get it. Man, he's really bothered by this, Hunter.
He is.
Really like...
So, the last email I got was Jason plus Hunter. Are you cool with confirming a giveaway to select contributors based on sonority as long as they PayPal Bailey the shipping?
Yeah,
question mark,
that has
Andrew.
Nothing to do with the podcast or any public people. That's contributors only, dude.
If you keep sending emails to Eric at onemorecastle.com, I will not get them. They will not come to me. They will go to you.
Are you channeling your inner Mitch Hedberg right now?
Man, wouldn't that be great?
Oh, man.
That guy was a genius. All right. Whatever.
I got a donut. She asked if I wanted a receipt. I said no. We do not need to bring pen and paper into this.
I like the one about the laundry. Did you hear the laundry one?
What's that one?
Let's just cut to a break.
All right.
He talks about an escalator can never be out of order. It just becomes temporarily stairs.
Yeah, I do remember that one.
Oh, the way he thought about stuff. Like his whole rant on corn on the cob. Brilliant, because I know what a normal person would never think of that, but it's true. Why do we call it corn on the cob? It's just normal corn. Like you grab it and it's corn, but we call it corn on the cob, and then we cut it apart and then call it corn. It'd be like if I looked at you and called you Hunter altogether, and then chopped your arms off and called that Hunter. Ridiculous. Mitch Hedberg, look him up. Very, very, very funny guy. Dead, but very funny.
Drug overdose, but you know, still funny.
Yeah. He joked about drugs in his stand-up. He once said, I used to do a lot of drugs. Still do, but I used to, too.
He had a similar one that was like that. He was like, I used to do drugs, but that was way backstage.
He talks about people showing photos of themselves, and they always say, this is a photo of me when I was younger. Mitch is like, well, yeah, you can't show me a picture when you're older unless you have some kind of magical wizard time traveling camera.
Good times.
Talks about buying an ant farm and being frustrated the ants don't grow anything. Music break!
Thank you.
And we're back. That was Sad Song by Girls Melon, a Super Mario RPG remix off the Heavy Troopa Is Ready to Launch album. One last time. Speaking of one last time, it's time for the Retro Showdown.
Retro Showdown!
For those who don't know, this is part of the show where each of us has secretly selected an old video game. We'll have 1 minute to introduce it, and then we're just going to argue about who picked the best game. But the best part is that you, the audience, get to vote for your favorite of the trio on a poll on the episode page on onemorecastle.com. Normally, we have a theme. 2 weeks ago, that theme was lightning. That's right, lightning. And the winner was Jason.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Final Fantasy X.
You're telling me the wrestling game did not win?
Here's the thing. Not only did your wrestling game not win, Hunter, but it only got 2 votes.
Ouch.
Which
wow.
I
have no faith in wrestling fans anymore.
I am legitimately surprised. I thought you had it, man. I thought it was in the bag. Mm. On the mat.
Apparently the bag had a hole in it, so...
I thought I could smell what you were cooking. So yeah, my game was somewhere in the middle. So it's not even worth mentioning. Just a little, you know, Mortal Kombat, whatever that game is. Not bitter or anything. So, congratulations, question mark, I guess, Jason. Good job.
Thanks.
Hope you're proud of yourself.
But not really.
Yeah, not really.
Mm-hmm.
Go slip on some ice. So tonight, for tonight's Retro Showdown theme, I'm going to kind of explain it first, because we were confused when Hunter explained when he first just shoved the idea out there. You know, some nights you're just desperate. Yeah, you're just desperate. You're willing to settle, you know? You know what I mean. It's that kind of game, you know? How'd you put it, Hunter? Ugly girl at the bar at the end of the night.
Yes, that's how I put it.
That's what we're going for tonight. You know, you've been shot down by every other thing that moves, but you're still lonely. You have some time. You'd like some pleasant company. You'd like a game to play. So you settle. You end up with one. Maybe you end up regretting it later, but you're. By gosh, you're gonna see this thing to the end, you know? Ugly girl at the bar at the end of the night.
That's how I would describe it.
That's our theme.
Yeah.
So, I think it's pretty clear. I still go first, don't I?
Yeah.
Are we really gonna like?
Do you want to change it? Do you want to switch it up for the last?
Can we?
No.
Please?
No.
Ah, please.
I'll go first. I'm all right.
Yes.
I'll go first.
Yes! Yes!
You bastards.
Oh, I love it. Oh, this is the best episode.
This is my time.
I'm going to sit back and just relax.
Okay, dog, you got to stay still. Don't chew my keyboard. Thank you. You ready?
Don't you dare touch my keyboard.
All right. You ready?
Oh, I'm ready.
Oh, you can go.
Mario is Missing for the Super NES tells the story of Bowser, who decides to flood the Earth using hair dryers from the Have to Have It mail order to melt Antarctica. In order to buy these hair dryers, Bowser has his Koopa Troopas travel all over the world to steal various important landmarks that he plans to sell. Mario, Luigi, and Yoshi follow Bowser to Antarctica to stop him, but when Mario goes on ahead, he is captured by Bowser, leaving the loneliness of the loneliness that is known as Luigi to collect the information needed to put these landmarks back in the world and to save his brother. Yes, Mario is missing. for the Super NES.
All right.
Jason, your turn.
This is weird.
Yes. This is so awkward. It's going to be really weird when it's going to be Thursday night. And it's going to be like, what do you want to do tonight? Well, I got it.
No, I don't.
If we can do it, I can do whatever. It's going to be amazing.
Maybe we'll just call each other just to see what's going on. Just catch up. Play Team Fortress 2 or something.
I'd be down for something like just less often. Just less often.
Yeah. That's less scheduled. Makes sense. Yeah. All right. Well, I guess we'll go.
Sorry, Hunter. I don't mean to let you down. I mean, I kind of do, I guess. That's not
good. Yeah.
I don't know.
That's... Sorry.
It's inevitable.
Aww. Okay.
Go ahead, Jason.
No. Jason, go!
Remember 1988?
No.
In the game Bad Dudes? And that guy...
Oh.
Asks you, are you a bad enough dude to rescue the president?
That game did not come out in 1988.
Wow. You went there.
Now,
did it?
Do you notice that
no.
this blonde, glasses-wearing guy kind of looks like Duke Nukem? Well, it turns out that you weren't a bad enough dude to rescue the president, so he's had to take it on himself in Duke Nukem 3D, Duke It Out in DC. That's right. Duke Nukem has to fight his way through Washington to ultimately rescue the president. And it turns out those ninjas, they're aliens. It's Duke Nukem. Duke it out in D.C.
Well, it turns out those ninjas are actually aliens.
Awkward.
All right, Bailey, are you ready?
Almost.
You even had bonus time.
Man, I'm ready. Okay, true. I'm ready. Whatever.
That's why this is why we never let him go last.
You may begin.
She looked at me from across the room. Even through the thick haze of cigarette smoke, her steely blue eyes had a paralyzing effect on me. Summoning some courage, I approached her for a closer look. Sure, her BMI was what a medical professional may call obese, but she had a certain charm. Her lazy eye gave the impression that she was mysterious, alluring, confused, possibly lost. We started chatting. We had nothing in common. But she was a 16-bit puzzle game called Zoop for the Sega Genesis. I gave her a whirl. Had a little fun, but ultimately I don't think I'm ready for a long-term commitment. Zoop!
All right. What in the hell is a Zoop?
Zoop is an interesting puzzle game.
I knew Hunter. Hunter to know Zoop.
You're matching colors, kind of like, what's the more popular spherical version of this game?
Spherical. I don't know about that.
Like, it's not like a Bejeweled, but it's...
Huh.
It's hard to explain.
I'm watching a video. It's weird.
I'll explain to anyone listening. In the game of Zoop, your goal is to clear all the pieces from the board. You control a shape in a square in the middle. On all four sides facing the square are other shapes, and they come closer to you in increments with shapes behind them of different colors. Now, from the center square, you can shoot yourself at those oncoming shapes. Every time you do, there's one of two results. If you're the same color as the shape you hit or any like-colored shapes also behind it, you remove them. Hurrah, good for you. If you hit a shape of a different color, you swap colors with that piece. So you become the color that piece was, but that piece remains there and becomes the color you were. It's the kind of puzzle game that it's kind of... it seems easy at first, but like by level 40, you feel like it's impossible. And are there really 99 levels? You're like, how good does anyone... It gets really fast-paced and crazy eventually.
It is not pleasing to the eye.
It looks like Space Zap. Do you remember Space Zap for the arcade? You're just a square in the middle shooting enemies that approach you from either side.
I never thought Jason Lamb would be the one to be like, hey, have you guys heard of this somewhat obscure arcade game that I played a while back?
It's Space Zap. Space Zap versus Tetris in a terrible Sega game.
Never heard of
Space Zap. Yeah, look up Space Zap.
I guess I should. Yeah, the thing about Zoop is, if you read the box, it is alarmingly desperate. It's just throwing itself at you. It's like, by the time you're done playing, all you'll know is, I can't stop playing this game! Like, it's like trying to tell you how addicting it is. Oh, just try it. The first sentence on the back of the box, I'm pretty sure, is, why are you reading the box when you could be playing the game? Good old 1995. It's true. But I mean, it's seriously, like, it's really trying to make you convinced this is some awesome game. But when you play it, you realize it's kind of like a, not to go back to this theme, but it's kind of like a student project. I mean, it's a puzzle game, you know, it's... You could make this game on any system, and they did. They shoved it onto every available system
they did.
They could.
Yeah.
It was and so it bad shows. That it Blockbuster shows. Rented it for free for a limited time.
That's hilarious to me. It's okay, but it's not great. You play it once to get a feel for this is a different kind of puzzle game. Like, if you really racked your brain, try to think, what hasn't been done yet? Well, if you're sitting in the middle, you do this. But it's not fulfilling.
Which, I'll give you that. I mean, that alone is kind of innovative as well. Maybe for puzzle games, I guess? Because, I mean, most of the time, it's either you're at the top, you're at the bottom. I mean, you're never in the center, which is... I would like to read the back of the box, if that's okay with everybody.
Yes, please do.
So it starts off with saying, and it's in just bold lettering, why are you wasting time reading the bots when you could be playing the game? Right here inside this cardboard box is the excitement you crave, the challenge you need. Level after level of brain-burning action coming at you from all sides, faster and faster until your thumbs are numb, your eyes are aching, and your mind is molten. And there's only one thing you know. I can't stop playing this game. And then right below it, it says, Made in Mexico.
Oh, yeah.
Inside this cardboard box. So they didn't have, like, the nice plastic clamshell by then. That is funny.
There you go.
Jeez.
There you go.
Now... Mario's Missing is a truly, truly awful game.
Amazing
That's
game.
Awful.
Here is why I go back to this game, which is going to be the complete opposite of both of your guys' games.
As in, it's not a game.
I can sit back and just play this game.
Okay,
I can
Valerie.
Take my time.
Whatever.
It's very leisurely. It's the music is very soothing. The remixes of actual like Super Mario World esque songs throughout the game, which is kind of nice. It gives like a different kind of beat and instruments arrangements. I mean, you get bonus points if you finish a particular level quickly, but I mean, at the end of the day, it just doesn't. It doesn't matter. Like, I could play this.
Yes,
I could start a level.
Does not matter.
I could start a level, and as drunk as I would be typically playing this game, I could pass out in the middle of the game, wake up with drool on my chin, and still be able to finish the level without any kind of penalties. That's the game that I want to play at the end of the night. And you know what? You learn something, too. That's always good.
Yeah.
And being a sibling of an older brother, I relate to Luigi more than I do Mario. I always will. That Luigi was the character I played.
Explains so much.
Sorry, my dog's eating my chair.
Growing up. I'm going to eat your chair.
Do it,
Jason.
I'm going to eat Jason.
So, ooh. Any game that showcases Luigi as the main protagonist, I'm going to play. I bought Dr. Luigi on the Wii U. It's terrible. I don't like it. I really don't like it. But I bought it. You want to know why? It's got Luigi in
you
it.
You support
because,
Luigi.
Because, you know, it was the year of Luigi. Got the tattoo and everything. That's not true.
I was about to ask. You really have a Luigi tattoo. So let me get this straight, Hunter. Is Mario is Missing for you what Marble Madness is for me? Like, you just sit back, just zone out, just be like, playing a game?
At that essence, yes. But with Marble Madness, I mean, that's still an arcade game. So, I mean, there's still that essence to be the best, to be the fastest. Whereas in with Mario is Missing,
that's true.
Luigi's like, whatever. Yeah. You know, like, I can take my time in Rome and just hang out. Like, he's still going to be missing if it's another 10 minutes to another couple hours. What's the big
deal?
There's
one boss fight this game, and you can't die in it. Hooray.
Exactly. Yeah. None of the enemies kill you. None of the physics make any sense. You know, you stop on a Koopa, he'll either ignite in flames and just disintegrate off the world, or he will crumble piece by piece in a horrific death. Or gravity will overtake him. He will be swollen up and shortened and then shot into the sky.
Yeah, makes sense.
You just never know. Did I ever tell you guys about the time I set the high score on the Neo Geo bowling arcade game at my dentist office as a teen?
Oh, good God.
Here's the photo they took of me
Why?
Because it was like the office had a high score. Like, the dentist played this Neo Geo bowling game. I'm on the back, there's Eric Bailey, 180, you know.
See,
what does it say? Bowling champ.
I wouldn't want to do that to my dentist.
The dentist's high that's an interesting point. The dentist's score was 171. I bowled a 181. So there you go. The nice, dentist's man. Office arcade champ!
That's when he comes, he's like, oh, Bailey, I see you've got some cavities. I'm going to have to pull some teeth. You little.
Oh, and you also beat me on my own arcade at work? Well, then.
Yeah, I did have 8 teeth removed.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Not even for cavities.
My sister did that.
Yeah. And you're missing a toe.
Yeah.
Figure that one out.
Damn.
Whoops.
Anyway, duke it out in DC. You should play it.
Why?
Listen, it's at the end of the day, it's a mindless, bad quality shooter. You're not looking for a quality story driven shooter. You're just looking to shoot some things, and maybe you were drunk watching House of Cards, so you want something DC themed.
So I have a couple of questions, Jason. If you don't mind,
go ahead.
Other than the environment, are there any new additions like characters, enemies, weapons?
No.
Okay, no. So it's just a mod.
Yeah, no, really, it was. Yeah.
How accurate are we talking here?
You know,
when it comes to
it was actually pretty accurate. You go through the Smithsonian. And it was actually, in reviews, they complimented the fact that it was extremely accurate to what the Smithsonian actually looks like. That said, the levels are way too big because they've done such a good job of replicating them, like on a one-to-one scale, that you're like, I'm just wandering around empty rooms.
Yeah, it's just a bad
forever
first-person shooter environment. Yeah. I have another question that I just came up with, and now it escapes me.
What? All right, what?
So I'm all just right. gonna. I know.
Okay.
Just,
I was looking forward to your question.
Oh! Do they still stash ammunition in the bathroom?
Oh yeah,
that's ridiculous.
Yep.
Never understood that in Duke Nukem games.
Well,
it's like, oh. Taking a whiz, let me put my ammo in this tiny compartment.
Well,
oh, somebody's attacking us. Well, I better go and forget about my ammo in this tiny compartment while I'm taking a whiz in the bathroom.
Yes, dog, you're barking. Think of it like this: you're a bad guy, and unfortunately, the alien army standard issue uniform does not contain any pockets, so you don't have any place to store that ammo. Thinking. You know, in kind of a ingenious way, you decide to store the ammo in your butt. So when you go to the washroom, you have to take it out, place it on the ground. And then once you're attacked, you forget it. You don't have time to stick it back in there.
I love how terrifyingly logical that is.
Yeah.
That's the only explanation. That's it. That's what it has to be.
It's the only way. Okay, dog, calm down.
Yeah. I will
reward
ammo up your butt.
Zoop with
Zoop
a monotone prize of at least trying to do something different.
Zoop,
mm-hmm.
Even though it's
Zoop.
Super ugly and boring.
Zoop,
yeah, Zoop is just
and the name is just it's a '90s name.
Zoop, like
you're not going to come up with Zoop and the aughts or, you know, the 2010s or something like that. Like, nobody's going to name their game Zoop. Like, if it doesn't have fire, war, or some variation of Guardian or Legend, then it's not going to be in the title.
Wow,
so.
Nice. That was, Legend. That was a nice reference there. So even the cover art for Zoop, it looks like they hire.
It's just the title, isn't it?
Well, it's a title on a wacky background. It's like, here's what it's like.
Oh yeah.
It's like they paid some guy $20 to draw Zoop with, like, you know, weird whatever pop art ish, colory shapey stuff. Then for the background, the project lead just kind of leans back and he goes, "Hey, Jimmy." Do you saw that graphics file of that generic 90s background? Yeah, the one they put on the paper cups. Yeah, you know the one. Yeah, let's just use that. All right, cool. And there it is.
Yeah. It sounds like a 90s kids game show.
Yeah.
Let's play Zoop! Up next, we've got Brandon from Illinois. He's eight and loves collecting bugs.
I can imagine a studio full of kids chanting, Zoop!
Wow.
Yeah, if you go through the Zoop challenge, you get the crag,
probably
rock,
true.
Zoop, chunk.
Grief.
Boom, da, boom, da, boom, da, boom, 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 Zoop!
Yeah, anyway.
Yeah, background music gets real annoying real fast. Fair warning, just play it muted.
Yep.
Mute the Zoop. That's my motto. Well, my name's not Ted Winterfeather.
I don't know what that means.
It means it's not really my motto.
Oh, okay. All right. Maybe it's like bust a move in a way.
Oh, that's okay. That's a good comparison. The kinetic, you're firing stuff at other stuff to get rid of it.
Is that... He agrees.
Dog. Can't compete with the puppy.
Or her?
Can't.
Is that the game I'm thinking of? Let me see. I think that's what I'm thinking of. I think it's like bust a move in a way.
The dog is sniffing Jason's microphone.
Well, could only imagine what that smells like.
And licking
it. Oh, yeah.
And licking the
microphone. Gonna have to take a disinfecting cloth to that.
Jason wins. Jason, what game did you bring?
All right, that's
what game
fine. I'm fine with that. It's
Duke
just a cute dog.
Out
that's all I
dog
saw.
See.
Haven't you already brought that game like last week?
No,
you, like...
I brought. No, I talked about it last week because I played it last week.
You brought it this week. You dork.
Yeah. Well.
Totally pulling a Bailey.
What can I say?
Like an elongated, procrastinatory Bailey, maybe. Jeez.
Yeah.
Three episodes later.
Oh, whew, managed to squeeze it in before the podcast died forever. So glad I spent that precious time bringing a Duke Nukem.
Yeah, Duke Nukem game.
Great.
So, I mean, I brought Mario's missing.
Why'd you bring the Super? Why'd you bring the Super Nintendo version of that?
Yeah, why not the PC version?
Well, when I was playing it as a kid, my mom used to work at Blockbuster. She was a manager there.
Oh, sweet.
Every once in a while, she had to work late, which meant that I was being babysat at Blockbuster, mm-hmm. which means that my mom would set a TV up in the like the break room and then just like told me to hook up whatever and play whatever.
See?
So it was one of those, it was that time of time. How to say that? Where you could actually go to a store and actually rent a console for like a week.
Yes, I remember that. And it would be like,
and for whatever reason,
anyway.
Oh yeah, it was not cheap. No. It was expensive. But for whatever reason, it always seemed like they had more Super NESs than NESs. So Super NES was it. There so I just
there you go
hooked it up and played Mario's Missing. They had a cutout of Elvira the Mistress for those who may. Know who she is, like just in the background for I guess the Mistress of the Dark movie that she did or whatever.
Huh.
So like she would be staring at, you know, like 12-year-old adolescent Hunter while he was playing Mario Is Missing in a dark break room.
Yeah, my weird childhood memory of my game actually doesn't involve me, but strangely it does involve my mother. She goes through phases with games. Like, she obsessively plays it until she has consumed its essence. Like, it's not just, oh, Mom discovered Paper Mario. It's, oh, I'm trying to call Mom to figure out when we're going to bring the baby to visit, and she literally is not answering my calls because she's 7 hours into Paper Mario, you know. Just kidding. Mm-hmm. It's not that
been
bad.
There.
She would answer my
been
calls.
There.
But
been there.
She went through a Zoop phase.
Zoop phase.
And I remember the Sega was in my room. And, like, just imagine, like, you walk into your bedroom and you come in on your mom playing Zoop. It's like, I guess I'll leave my own room and let her keep at it. Well, lovely at Mom. 54, okay. That's not sure what
that's
you're going for.
Impressive.
Like, what are you aiming for here? What's the end goal? Sure, I will just go away. Okay, I am leaving.
Enjoy.
Guess I'll go have a snack or something. I hope I go to bed.
Sometime in the next, you know, 3 or 4 hours, maybe.
So that's my Zoop memory.
It's good.
I love my mom. Good. Don't get me wrong. It was cool to have a mom who really got into games when she did. So. Jason, what's your childhood memory relating both your game and your mom?
I remember playing the original. There it is. That's right. That noise.
There it is.
stupid puppy.
Just kidding, everyone. For our final episode, we're just going to give it away to Jason's dog and let it have the whole show.
It's just an hour and a half of just angry, I don't want to be on your lap anymore noises.
Oh. Mm-hmm. I think that's the cue for final arguments. Oh, no. Jason had something.
No, I'm good.
No, go ahead, Lamb.
No, he doesn't.
Go ahead.
No, we're good.
This priceless,
no.
Absolutely phenomenal insight I know you're about to say. Go ahead. Grace us.
Oh, it truly wasn't.
With you, okay. Final argument, Jason, why should anyone vote for a game you were talking about last week?
Because this game is worth talking about multiple weeks in a row, and you should play it. But that said, if you've got a chance to play Doodle Broom, Brutal Doom, you should play
Doodle
that
Broom.
Instead. Doodle Broom.
That's a good one.
There's the title.
Doodle Broom. I love it. Dude, that's a really good... Now, is that a Mondegreen or a Spoonerism when you misplace the...
That's a Spoonerism.
I love Spoonerisms. Thank you.
Not when you're trying to give a speech in front of 300 people. It's not a good time.
Yeah, you did that?
Multiple times, yeah.
Out,
I'm
like,
chronic with it.
Expletive or sexual, or was it embarrassing at all? I mean, it could have been really funny.
It's usually just like that. You say it once, and then you catch yourself like two or three words later that you said it. And you're like, oh. And then, like, you stop for a second, and then, like, you hear a cough in the background. And you're like, all right, maybe I'm okay.
The whole speech.
And then you keep going, then you do it again. Yeah, you do it again, and then it's like, oh, we got a laugh now. So we've evolved from a cough to a laugh. That can't be good. Because at the end of this, like, just we'll all be zombies eating each other's faces, if that's the case. Science is weird.
Yeah.
That works. Hunter, why should anyone vote for an edutainment game? Ew.
Oh, you should definitely vote for Mario's Missing on the Super NES. Because it was one of the first soirees for Luigi, saving his silly, silly older brother's butt from Bowser. Give you a chance to explore the world and learn a thing or two. My favorite part still is after you get the landmark and you return it to the information desk, you get to walk into the information building and take a photo next to the landmark. Luigi just looks so goofy. Like, that's...
He's Luigi.
That's my Luigi. He's not, like, goofy anymore. Like, he's a scared little bitch now, and it's like...
But he overcomes his fear. He's very courageous and still very goofy.
No. I want a bumbling fool, is what I want. You know, I want a bumbling, goofy character.
I can't begrudge that. I think I hear you. You should vote for Zoop, because... Admit it. She's kind of cute. She makes you smile. She makes you laugh.
No, she doesn't.
You're able to hold a conversation with her, so... Vote Zoop. That's our showdown!
Your mom will like her.
Your mom will vote for Zoop.
Your mom will like her. Oh, that's brilliant. Not enough people will appreciate that. That's our showdown. That's our show. Two more episodes to go. Remember, next week is the all mailbag episode. So send your questions in, please, to podcast@onemorecastle.com. If we get like 1,000, maybe we won't get to all of them. But if we get like 3 or 4, we'll stretch it out and make it work. So, hey, if you want to be anonymous, just put that in the email. Like, if you have a crazy question you want to ask, but you want to be like, I don't want to know who asked. Like, yeah, go ahead. This is the time to do it. Like, we are the guys playing violin on the Titanic right now. Like, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Fire us? What are you going to do?
Well,
ask away. Podcast@onemorecastle.com. Do it. Just like Zoop. And if you want to watch the mailbag episode on live stream, we'll broadcast it next week, Thursday. It's going to be July 16th, 7:30 p.m. Central, 8:30 p.m. to the time zone. That's an hour later at the same time. Jason, any reminders, plugs, dog grooming tips?
You can follow me on Twitter @JasonLamb. And when cleaning your dog's ears, always use a cotton pad, never a Q-tip.
Hunter, any reminders, shout-outs, self-grooming tips?
For all things me, you can always check out my websites, ericmhunter.net. You know what? Showering more than once a day is okay.
Yes, it is.
It's all right. I'm okay with it.
My current job, I have some 2-shower days sometimes. Less now than I used to.
Just remember...
It can be nice.
Just remember the last thing that you clean, and then when you go back in the shower, the first thing that you clean. Just keep those things in mind. The soap is not self-cleaning. Just so you know.
And like your towel, like just think about it. Like, just give it a little bit of thought. Do yourself a favor. Don't save your life.
Change that towel. It'll thank you in the morning.
Change the towel after you shovel. I'm sorry. This is why we can't have nice things. Or a podcast anymore.
Clearly.
This
is why.
Who's hosting this crap? Jeez, awkward. Now I feel like Hunter. I feel like there's one thing.
Maybe it's just me, man.
Yeah, no,
I do that all the time.
There is something else. But whatever. That's our episode. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. And remember, you are a bad enough dude to rescue the president. See you next week.